Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Matthew. We turn to verses 19 through 21 in chapter 6. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also your heart will be. Our practice today in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21, Jesus provides profound guidance on how to prioritize our spiritual lives over material wealth. He advises, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Jesus begins by highlighting the transient nature of material possessions. Earthly treasures are vulnerable to decay and loss. As he says, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. This imagery is powerful. It underscores the futility of placing ultimate trust in worldly wealth, which can deteriorate or be stolen. In ancient times, wealth was often stored in goods like clothing, grain, and precious metals, all susceptible to natural decay and theft. This vulnerability extends to modern forms of wealth as well, including money, property, and stocks, which can lose value through economic downturns, disasters, or theft. In contrast, Jesus encouraged storing up treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Heavenly treasures are imperishable and secure, representing the eternal rewards that come from living a life aligned with God's will. These treasures might include spiritual virtues, acts of kindness, love, faith, and service to others. Unlike material wealth, these are not subject to decay or theft. They possess eternal significance and value. Jesus concludes with a profound statement, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This emphasizes that our priorities reveal the condition of our hearts. If we prioritize earthly wealth, our hearts will be anchored to the material world, often leading to anxiety, greed, and a sense of emptiness. Conversely, if we prioritize heavenly treasures, our hearts will align with God's kingdom, fostering peace, fulfillment, and a deeper connection with the divine. By urging his followers to store up treasures in heaven, Jesus is calling for a shift from materialism to spiritualism. This teaching encourages we believers to live with an eternal perspective, making decisions based on long-term spiritual benefits rather than short-term material gains. It challenges us to evaluate our values and priorities, asking us to invest in actions and virtues that have lasting effects. What is your greatest treasure? Can you feel the presence of heaven in your midst? If so, then you live the treasure of salvation, and the heavenly rewards are apparent in everything you do. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. My son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. And we pray for the welcome retreat weekend that's coming up for both the women and the men in at our Church of Holy Spirit Catholic Church. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew 6. It's verses 19 through 21. We got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Storing Treasures in Heaven. In a world of fleeting gold and rust, where treasures turn to ash and dust, seek not the wealth that fades away, but treasures in heaven that eternally stay, where moth and rust cannot corrupt, and thieves break not to steal and destruct. There lies a wealth beyond earthly compare, in heaven's realm so pure and so rare. For where your treasure finds its place, there too your heart will set its pace. So store your riches high above, in realms of peace and boundless love. Seek not gems that time can claim, but eternal light in Jesus' name. Let heaven be your heart's true guide, where everlasting joys always abide. Amen. I'm Thomas Shook Cruz Wiggins. It's June 21st, 2024. Recording this morning at 5:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world. UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, let's close today at 7:21 in Jesus' name. Calling out to my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. In Jesus' sweet name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.